The underworld. Let's start with what the underworld is not. It is not hell. It is not a distant cousin of hell. It is not where Satan lives. It is not a place where some eternal fire of damnation burns. There is no Satan. There is no hell. There is no eternal damnation. No perfect loving God would be capable of creating such a place, let alone banishing one of his children there. What the underworld is a creation of God that is essentially a mirror image of the other side. Each of them is comprised of seven levels. On the other side, the levels ascend to the highest possible advancement, which is the seventh. In the underworld, also called the seven lower levels of creation, the most highly advanced beings are found on the first level, and the advancement descends from there. The first level of the underworld is populated with what we on Earth call the little people. Yes, those little people. The fairies, the gnomes, the elves, the sprites, the leprechauns, all the beings some swear to have seen and others swear exist only in myths and, pardon the expression, fairy tales. And it's on this first level of the underworld that unicorns live, in case you've ever had a sneaking suspicion that they're not as fictional as skeptics like to claim they are. Presiding over this very beautiful and appropriately diminutive first level is the queen of the fairies, Lilith. The first level entities are their own phylum, with lifespans lasting hundreds of years. They procreate, but they never reincarnate, for the same reason, in a way, that animals never reincarnate. Their spirits are complete and fully evolved at the moment they're created, so they have no journey to accomplish, no learning left to do. The first level exists on the same frequency as Earth, and it's not just a lot of overactive imaginations who are responsible for the rumors that the little people make appearances on Earth. They do, and because their dimension and ours are vibrationally identical, we're able to see them a lot more easily than we see the spirit world from the other side, who have a lot of frequency adjusting to do to become visible. They are not evil, either in their own world or in ours. They mean no harm and they cause no harm, while being accused of the lowest, nastiest crimes against nature imaginable. I admit, it makes me chuckle when I hear someone scoff at how ridiculous it is for anyone to believe in such a thing as gnomes, and then a sentence or two later adds that everyone knows gnomes steal and eat people's babies. I wonder why it is that when we don't know much about a subject, we almost always fill in the blanks with something negative. The second level of the seven levels is a nebulous and frankly unpleasant place to visit, not because it's evil, but because it's noisy. It's loud and it sounds like 1,000 radios at full volume playing different stations at the same time. The best way I know to describe its purpose is to call it the underworld's audible version of the Akashic Records. Start with the recognition that as soon as any thought is complete, it becomes a thing with an energy of its own. Then look back at all the thoughts you've had within the last 2 hours, let's say. Would you consider each and every one of them worthy of going on record on the other side? I would have to answer no to that myself, by the way. But energy can't be destroyed, so it has to go somewhere. And where the energy of those particular thoughts goes is to the second level of the underworld. It's a pulsating, nerve-shattering mass of weeping, hysterical laughter, words, phrases, moans, screaming, threats, wailing, and expletives in every language that ever existed. And I'm convinced that Dante was primarily referring to the second level when he wrote his Inferno. The third level to the seventh are a bit hard to delineate, at least for me, and in all my research, I have yet to read a description I would completely endorse. In general, though, the denizens of the five lowest levels are those creatures, monsters, and projected ugliness humankind has energized into being. It's a vast, animated mental garbage dump where demons really do exist, but only because humans keep creating them like otherworldly tulpas. The most important fact to understand about the hideous demons of those lowest levels is that they are incapable of visitations to Earth. You will never actually see one on this planet, and you'll certainly never be harmed by one. Where they will appear from time to time, unfortunately, is in nightmares, the perfect, most descriptive place for them. But even their presence in nightmares is not because they come to us, it's because we get too curious for our own good sometimes and astrally go to them, with the result that we scare ourselves silly. Even on their own turf, the lowest level entities can't and won't do us any physical harm. They're just a shocking jolt of manifested negativity, not something we could ever be prepared for or something we can easily shake off after we've been exposed to it. If you find yourself having recurring nightmares that sound like the astral trips to the lowest levels I've just described, the second place to turn for help is Lilith. The first place is always God. Always. And Lilith, for all her beauty and power, is worthy of admiration, but not of worship. She is not a god. As guardian of the first level, she is able to seal off the levels below hers from our access, and all we have to do is ask. Just petition Lilith to cement the door closed that leads between the beautiful fairyland of the first level, and she'll be happy to oblige. She knows what's down there. She knows it's not really evil, satanic, or dangerous. She's just eager to spare you the needless psychic trauma. And so am I.